An additional security is being put in place at some Auckland bus stations after a series of violent attacks on teenagers by large groups of other young people. In separate incidents at the New Lynn bus station, two 13-year-olds were set upon by as many as 20 other teens. There have also been similar attacks at the Henderson and Albany transport hubs. Joining me now is Auckland Transport Public Transport Operations General Manager Rachel Kara. Kia ora. What can you tell me about these attacks?
Kia ora, Charlotte. Look, we think that there's been a spike in attacks recently due to the school holidays. You know, a lot of young people use our services to get around, which is amazing, and we encourage that. And most young people have a lot of pride and respect for our public spaces. It's unfortunately a really small minority of people that are causing these issues.
But it's still causing a big problem. I listed a few of the places where they have been happening. Are they the particular trouble spots?
They are at the moment, absolutely. And look, safety is always our top priority, and we want everyone to feel safe using our services and to travel with confidence. So what we've done once we've received information on these incidents is we have deployed additional security to the likes of New Lynn, Henderson, Albany, and we've linked in with police, and we've seen an increased presence of police over the last couple of weeks at these transport hubs, which is great.
Do you think that's going to be enough to put off these big groups of young people?
Look, the issue isn't one that we can solve alone, yeah? It's a societal issue. So we are calling on other agencies and community members to help us out, whether it's police, community leaders, schools, other agencies. We need to work together so that we can understand how to solve these, you know, aggressive incidents and random attacks on young people in particular.
And so you've got additional security. Are they moving around at specific timings to the troublesome hotspots?
Yeah, some are deployed permanently for the hours of the station operation, and others are going there at certain times of the day, whether it's sort of the AM peak or in the afternoon when we know we have more youth travelling around after school. What we did during the school holidays was more daytime deployments because we had youth travelling more, you know, during the day rather than at specific intervals.
Tēnā koe, thank you for the update there. That is Auckland Transport's Operations General Manager Rachel Kara.